Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role at Signature.
I'm Tracy Lynn Oliveira. I am a DC actor.
And we're talking about Stephen Sondheim tribute at Signature Theater in Shirlington, Virginia. But of course, what's really cool about this is it's a streaming version of a Sondheim tribute you all did back, you know, live and in person back in December, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did December 13th.
Okay, cool. So tell me, before we get to the streaming version, tell me about, you know, the actual original version you all did. Was it, what day did he actually pass away? Was it before or after he had died?
He died the day after Thanksgiving. So whatever day that was, like the 27th, maybe. So then like about ish 2 weeks later, a week and a half or so later.
Wow. All right. So was this already sort of in the works? Were you guys going to do a, because I know, you know, Matthew Gardner, James Gardner, they love Sondheim there at Signature. Was this already in the works, or was it like in a direct reaction to him that passed?
I mean, I think we were all afraid it was going to happen for a very long time, but no, there was definitely not anything planned. So basically Matthew emailed all of us that he wanted to participate and just said, like, send me back a couple songs that you'd be comfortable throwing up last minute, pretty much. And we all apparently returned like 10 songs because we all love him so much. And and so Matt put together the concert from there.
Wow. Well, explain, what all stuff are we going to hear in this concert?
I know that Signature wanted to cover every one of his major shows. So you'll hear something from everything, from Assassins to Follies to Company. And a lot of it includes, I don't know if you saw Simply Sondheim, that was the streaming Sondheim show that we did during the beginning part of the pandemic. It has a lot of songs from that. It has a lot of the performers from that, because I think, you know, they used quote favorites. So it's got a lot of people that recognizable faces from town. Recognizable music theater actors from Signature and elsewhere in town. A lot of us work at Ford's a lot and Olney and all around the DC area.
Great. So which musical number did you yourself do?
I did a couple. I'm in a trio of the song Broadway Baby with Awa Salseca and Nova Payton. And I sing Not Getting Married Today from Company, the epic patter song. Like maybe the hardest song I've ever done. And then there's a few group numbers that we all participate in.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, the songbook truly is endless. I mean, Sondheim is such a legend, one of the best, if not the best to ever do in this line of work. But do we hear anything from, let me guess. Do we hear anything from Into the Woods?
Yes, Chris Mueller is gonna sing Giants in the Sky. And I think that's the only one. Oh, and then we do Children Will Listen. Nova Payton sings Children Will Listen.
Great. And is there anything from, well, West Side Story? That's the one that right when right before that movie came out, the new one. But what are we from West Side Story?
I still haven't seen. I'm embarrassed to say I still haven't seen it. It's one of my favorite musicals of all time. And I hear it's amazing. Yes, they sing A Boy Like That, I Have a Love, the duet from Act Two.
All right. I'm just cherry picking. Sweeney Todd. Anything from Sweeney Todd?
Yes. Somebody Does Not While I'm Around, and I can't remember who sings it. I'm pretty sure that one's in there. Sorry, it's Sweeney Todd. It's Pretty Women. John Leslie Wolfe sings Pretty Women. It's not While I'm Around.
And then I assume you have Sunday in the Park with George, something from that.
I mean, you got to do Sunday, and that's the song, I feel like. So yeah, we close with Sunday.
Cool. Well, we can link to the website for you know, everybody, the cast and everything. But I guess just speak more broadly, speak to Sondheim's, what was his gift? What makes him unique, in your opinion, that stands out from all the other, you know, lyricists, Broadway musical show tune writers? You know, what do you think there's a complexity to his stuff?
Yeah, I mean, one of the coolest things I think about Sondheim is he writes the way you speak. Like, yeah, the best example, I think, is from Into the Woods opens with, I wish more than anything, more than life. And when you say, I wish, it's like almost in the same, it's in the same rhythm, it's in the same interval. And he just wrote, I wish, he just added the official pitches to something that you say like that all the time. And so he writes in speech rhythm. His rhymes, no one has ever written lyrics and rhymes like he did. And no one ever will again, I don't think, not to that level. The complexity of his rhyme schemes, the complexity of like, and the sort of cleverness. And I think clever can sometimes, I don't know, when someone tells me my show was clever, I'm always like kind of insulted. But in this case, I really mean it. Like, it's so clever. I just think he was a genius. He was the greatest music theater composer of certainly of our time. And what's cool about him too, is that like he bridges the gap. He worked with Oscar Hammerstein. He worked with Bernstein. He worked with all of, you know, the old school guys, Julie Stein. And then he sort of bridges the gap into modern musical theater. He sort of ushered us in. And the fact that he was around for so long and writing for so long, I think we're so lucky to have had him.
That's such a good point. Yeah. He's sort of just the way his, you know, life and career was positioned, sort of he's sort of the bridge between all the old legends and the new,
the last of the old. Yeah, exactly.
And here he is, you know, in what is it? Tick, Tick, Boom, calling, leaving messages for Jonathan Larson in a movie directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. So yeah, he bridges the gap between the old and the new. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. And then tell me a little bit about, you know, the actual virtual production here. So I assume, you know, when you guys did it back in December, you know, it was filmed and then it was edited together, and now we can watch it now that Omicron's on the rise and theaters are closing again. I guess it's at least we have it on film, right?
I'm so thankful. And actually, like, you know, we got to film a bunch of stuff during the pandemic. We're really lucky to have like that sort of archive of this time. But yeah, we recorded it live. So I don't think there's going to be much of a, I'm sure they cut out like some applause breaks and stuff, but I don't think there's going to be much of a difference between seeing it live and seeing it, you know, and you're getting it warts and all. Like, I know I had one lyric flub that I personally think was very funny, but, you know, I think, I think that's the cool thing. You get to experience like actual live theater, as opposed to like the production we recorded of Simply Sondheim was a little more slick, a little more edited because we had time to reshoot. You know, this was just, I mean, we rehearsed once. We just showed up and knew our stuff. So,
right. So how long does it actually run? If our listeners tune in to watch it and they hit play, do you know how long it is?
I want to say it's 90 minutes or less, but I can't remember how long it actually took. So don't quote me, you know, but sure. That's not. Don't take my word as law on that one.
Well, how does it actually, you know, unfold when we're watching it? Are there any sets or costumes? Is it more just, you know, the actors coming out one at a time, like under a spotlight kind of a thing?
We're on the set of Rent, actually, which is fun, right. Which is hilarious and like so opposite of Sondheim. So we're on the set of Rent, which is kind of an alley staging almost in the round. So the camera guys had their work cut out for them. It's a concert. It definitely like one at a time, people come out and do their thing and then go back. But the lighting's lovely.
Well, you know what? We were just talking about his influence on Larson and the future generation. Exactly. So there's your symbolism right there.
So maybe it's fitting. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly. These songs inspired this Rent set to even be possible. We'll view it
exactly.
That way. Okay. And when does it become available?
January 14th.
Okay, so that is this Friday, and then it will run for what, 3 days? 72
hours? 3 days, 72 hours. I think it starts at like 5-ish, but I'm not positive about that. But it's definitely January 14th, so it'll say on the Signature website and the Signature YouTube channel.
Okay, great. And then, you know, you've mentioned the cast and, of course, Sondheim and stuff, but is there anything else we need to know in terms of who's directing this or any crew, that kind of thing?
Matt Gardner directed it. Carrie Epstein stage managed it. John Cobfleisch is the music director, and he also plays the whole thing solo piano. A lot of local favorites, I would say.
Could you also just before we run speak directly to our listeners. Let's say, well, we'll do it two ways. I want you to speak to people who are huge Sondheim fans and also people mm-hmm. who don't really know his stuff, but you're going to be like, you know, trust me, you do know his stuff. Even if you think you don't. So let's take it one at a time. Talk to our listeners who think they've never heard of Sondheim and why they should come out and well, not come out to this, but stream this.
If you have ever enjoyed musical theater of any kind, this is worth watching. If you like Hamilton, he influenced Hamilton. If you like Wicked, he influenced Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked. And I guarantee you, you will recognize songs. You'll be like, oh, that was him. He's that guy. You know, you have no idea how much of this guy's canon you know. And even if you don't like musical theater, if you appreciate clever rhymes, if you appreciate comedy, there's a lot of comedy to be had in this show. If you appreciate just, you know, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but if you appreciate solid acting choices, I think, you know, I think it's worth seeing in general. And if you're a person that hates musical theater, which I don't understand, but I respect your choice, I think Sondheim is a good gateway in for people that say they don't like musical theater because it doesn't feel like any other musical theater you could imagine.
Right. And now speak to the people who are the diehard. My heart's broken that Sondheim died. I love his stuff. You know, why is this, of course, obviously a perfect way to celebrate his life and his legacy?
Oh, this is greatest hits. This is all the songs you know and love. This is, I mean, you know, there aren't a lot of deep tracks, but if you're that hardcore of a Sondhead, if you will. But I think it's got something from every one of his major musicals. It's got, to me, Sondheim is like coming home. It's the first professional show I ever did with Sweeney Todd. And I think it is for a lot of people too. I think there's something about his music that holds to our memories and really taps into our feelings. And I think the people that already appreciate that will find a lot to love in this, because you're watching a lot of people who also appreciate it the same way and have a real deep connection to these pieces. And I think that can be really special to watch.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is the tribute to the late Stephen Sondheim at Signature Theater, filmed, you know, late December, right after he passed. And now you can stream it starting this Friday, January 14th for 72 hours. I guess just head over to the Signature Theater website for that. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.